I speak for the one who is silent.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Instance. This is The Instance, episode 465. What is it? 627. 627 for Friday, January 22nd. It is 2021. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Scott Johnson, joined today by Garrett Weinzierl. Hello, Garrett.
Hey, Scott. I definitely wasn't muted.
No, not at all. I couldn't tell. Yeah.
No. None whatsoever. Happy Friday.
Thanks, man. I hope so. It's been a week for us. I had flooding. I had a mom with brain surgery. She's doing great, by the way. Thanks, everybody, for all your nice comments.
Glad to hear.
Yeah, there was no show last week as a result, but came through with his flying at colors as you can for an 82-year-old with an open skull. And she's doing great. I made her laugh the other day. We've only been able to talk to her on phones and FaceTimes and things, but due to some COVID restrictions, but hopefully soon we'll be able to see her and all as well. So that's good. But then my son left today, yesterday. So the town crier left and moved to Minnesota. He got a new job out there and drove out there in his car with his dog. So that was weird and makes everyone feel old, right? So that's cool. And then, all the national news aside, just been a little crazy. And yesterday I had some like horrible flooding and some plumbing problems. So I've been dealing with that. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. And I guess I had very little time for the game of World of Warcraft, but enough time to speak to a few things today. And we'll talk about those among the many other weeds we have to dig through.
I think we're in sync, man. This was the week where I like had to cram all of the weekly stuff I like feel like I have to do in because there's a lot this week. You know, TAC turned 400, and I'm doing some stuff on my birthday this weekend, so it was squished.
Yeah.
I was just like in there. I'm like, I need anima. I just need to keep my renown up. Go.
That's right. Get that soul ash, son. Get in there. Real quick. happy pending birthday, but also. Congratulations on 400 episodes of The Angry Chicken. That's pretty amazing.
Thanks, man. Yeah. There were moments where I didn't think we were going to make it.
Yeah. You're telling me and any show that makes that many episodes is a show that, as far as I'm concerned, did not pod fade. So good job.
Really fun. We had Slustalon on, which I'm sure a lot of listeners recognize the name of, even if you don't keep up with Hearthstone, which is where he is now.
Yeah. Yeah. He's on that team. I mean, the first time I ever really got to talk to him was at BlizzCon 2015, I think, or 15. I got to moderate a panel, and him and Fargo were on that same panel, Dave. And little did we know, those two were headed to Hearthstone faster than you could throw a stick at him, it seemed like. So. That was
I met him 2019 was the first time I met him at BlizzCon.
That's cool.
He'd already been on the at the Hearthstone team for a little while. But like Slustalon is a super cool guy.
He's a really cool dude, and he will I don't know how it'll be in a post-COVID world, but he will hug a fart right out of you.
he was like throwing all this. If folks don't know, he has wonderfully dyed hair, and so he's like, oh man, when this is over, next BlizzCon, Garrett, I'm doing your hair. I know you like cars. I think he has a Tesla or something. He's like, come drive my Tesla, let's give it a shot. Yeah. See how you like it. Yeah. I feel kinship with Celeste, and I can like feel his need to socialize.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I have introvert tendencies, but I definitely learned over the last like year. I like seeing people. Like group events.
Yeah. Turns out, despite my introversion that has been typical most of my life, I would really like to see some people after all this. And he'd be one I'd like to see. Yeah. So anyway, that's good to hear. You guys can check out that episode on The Angry Chicken and see what 400 sounds like. It's a nice ripe old age for any podcast. So well done. Thanks. And congratulations.
I didn't mean to turn the top of the show into a big old plug for another show, but here we are.
400 episodes is a big deal. I think it's worth mentioning. But now we're going to talk about this. We have some side quests to do. So Call of the Scarab, the micro holiday, is live right now. And if you're playing only retail and you hear me say this, you're like, wait a minute, what the crap is that, Scott? Well, don't worry yourselves because you're not playing that game anymore. This is a WoW Classic event, and it lasts until the 23rd, which is tomorrow. So many of you are in the middle of this. The Call of the Scarab holiday event remembers the Gates of Ankaraj, that world event in vanilla. This event is an Alliance versus Horde showdown with the victorious faction flying their faction banner for the next year. So you you do it like my old high school wrestling team. When they would win, they'd keep the trophy, and they'd lose, Hillcrest would get it because those guys were bastards. Anyway, same idea. The Call of the Scarab quest will send you to, you'll go to Silithus first, and that's where you're going to meet vendors and find out where all your world quests are. From there, you can complete quests and defeat bosses to earn commendations for your faction, whether you're Horde or Alliance. Whichever faction has the most commendations at the end of the event wins. Pretty simple math there. You'll take part in cultist camps, world quests, mat quests. Basically, they're just sort of contribute to the war effort, turn your boar skins in here sort of thing, and mini-boss quests. So get on it while the getting's good, and check out the loot tables over at wowdb.com. They have a whole list of what you could potentially earn and or buy from said vendors and with said reputation, but it's happening now. Who says that the World of Warcraft vanilla slash classic isn't having fun? They're having fun, aren't they?
I think just you, because I haven't heard anyone question that until you brought it up. And yeah, now I'm just, I don't wanna, wondering if Scott Johnson has opinions.
I don't have an opinion. Honestly, I forgot this. I mean, I assume. Okay, so here's where my brain's at on this Scarab thing. I don't remember that being an event after the Ankaraj event. So my memory is real sketchy on this anyway. So if this was a thing that was in vanilla or part of what is WoW Classic, then well done. I assume this isn't new. Like, this isn't a new event they're tacking on to Classic, but I actually don't know because I don't remember this one at all. It feels new to me. So if it is or it isn't, I'm sure people are having fun with it, and I'm glad you are. And I'm artificially sounding like I'm bummed with Classic. I'm not. I don't even care. It's good. That's great. I love it. I love that it's there. It just, it does its thing. You don't hear a lot about it anymore. That's fine. The hype window is a little, you know, more narrow these days.
It is what it is, Scott. But speaking of things we don't hear much about anymore, let's talk about the Battle.net launcher, because the beta, quote unquote, version of it that we've been testing for what feels like forever is finally ready for prime time. I'm sure, but now most of you have had or been prompted to take the update officially. And for everyone that opted into the test version, there's just not a lot of changes other than this is now officially the launcher we all have. Functionality remains roughly the same with lots of quality of life improvements to UI and settings. While the changes won't please everyone, it seems the community is happy with it thus far. I believe this went into beta during BlizzCon 2019, because I was talking to a buddy of mine, Mike, who no longer works at Blizzard, but at the time was working on this new launcher beta. And Scott, I believe you noticed something about the launcher that you wanted to mention.
Yeah. So, all right. I like the launcher, the new one. I think it's fine. I thought the old one was okay too. It, you know, it did what it needed to do for what I used it for, which was primarily, here are my icons for the games that I play and I click them and they launch them. Here's World of Warcraft. I'm in, that sort of thing. Like, it did its job. The new layout, gives them more real estate for, well, quite honestly, for pushing you toward events and special offers. And, you know, it's sort of a platform to advertise what's happening in the games. But the thing I wanted to mention is the partners tab. I just noticed how much more this sticks out to me now with the new layout than it did before. And I've been using the new thing as if it was the final thing for a while now. So,
yeah, me too. Where is the partners tab, though? I am completely unaware of this.
It's down below. So you got all your Blizzard stuff now over there stacked, right? Or no, it's up top, isn't it, now?
It's up top. It's horizontal, which is probably my favorite thing about it is I can hide things like Call of Duty that I'm not playing.
Well, see, now this is the trick, then. That's the rub. You need to hide it. If you don't hide it, what you end up with is this weird little divider at the end. And then they say partner games. Now, that used to include Destiny 2, so it was a little bit more diverse than the Call of Duty games that it is, that's all it is now.
Okay, so I'm not seeing it because I've already customized my bar.
You have done the proper thing with your bar. It's just not that by default. You've done something to it to get rid of those.
Okay. Yeah, because I only have one non-Blizzard game on there right now, which is Warzone, but that's the one Call of Duty I do play.
Right.
But I've hidden all the rest.
You know, I've got
some Blizzard games for that matter, like Warcraft 3 Reforged, which I will probably never revisit.
Yeah, because you can remove the individual icons now too, right? You don't have to have them on there. Yep.
Okay. That whole horizontal, that's what I like, because the old one, it was vertically stacked left side and it had that dividing bar and you could move them around, but you couldn't hide things.
Right. And you couldn't hide, the game we all want to hide, which is Warcraft 3 Reforged. It's an embarrassment.
I thought you're going to throw some shade Call of Duty's way, but
no, it has its fans. I get it. But my biggest, my complaint with it was that partners tab is now, it just kind of looks ridiculous because it's just Call of Duty games. There's no other Activision games on there. There's no other, you can't get the Tony Hawk remakes on there. You can't get any other kind of, because Activision has more games than Call of Duty. I know it doesn't feel like it sometimes, but they do.
And that Tony Hawk remake is amazing.
Right.
It's really good.
It's very good. I love it. But yeah. I bought it on, where did I get it? Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I got Epic. It on PlayStation.
I think I got an Epic because it wasn't on Steam yet, but I think it's still not on Steam. But anyway, point is, what was my point? Oh, they need to just not have that anymore. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, do we go back to a time where Call of Duty just sucks it up like EA and ends up back on things like Steam and other common stores or what? But it looks more than ever, it looks weird and it looks like just a pile of, and the thing, by the way, it represents like 900 gigabytes worth of content if you had it all, but yet mine's just sitting there empty and there's none of them installed and it's just weird. It's weird to me. So just a little side note, not a big deal. It's not going to break anyone's back, but maybe move those because I get the original idea, right? I understand what they were trying to do. I just don't think it did what they thought it was going to do. So
fair.
Yeah. And then these poor Call of Duty people, where all they want to see is that, they got to deal with this majorly Blizzard looking launcher and they're relegated to partner games. Like, it's just kind of lame for them too. So I don't know. Not a big
deal. I love how riled up you are about this. To me, it seems like the most minor thing in the world.
That's what I do. I take minor things, I make them major. That's how
I call you Mr. Molehill. Yeah.
Nobody calls me that and lives. Just kidding. Call me that anytime.
Just through the internet. Scott Jensen. Because when I think Scott Jensen, I think of Violent Retribution.
Of course. That's my middle name. Hey, do you remember a couple weeks ago we talked about DPS numbers and these were based on the Castle Netheria sort of crunching of numbers, who had the best DPS at that time? Well, there have been tweaks, hot fixes, character changes and stuff in the meantime, and they have recalculated these numbers. So based on the latest tuning of the game, boy howdy, are hunters screwed. My gosh.
Oh, wow.
Look at them, dude. 23rd, 23rd and 24th on that list. The bottom two.
If you're playing the wrong spec, all the way up, barely not cracking the top 10 in 11th place is marksman.
Right. So if you're not,
Survival has just been a meme, dude, forever. It was a meme in vanilla. It's a meme now. Yeah. And Beastmastery Hunter has been like the go-to PvP spec actually, I'm probably speaking out of turn. I have no idea. I haven't played PvP in a while. But historically, it's kind of flourished there and not really brought home the bacon in the damage department. There have been exceptions to that over WoW's history. I'm trying to remember. I know I rated Beastmastery for a little while, but I can't remember when it was. It was so long ago. But marksman has always been the go-to. It is still the go-to, and it's barely not in the top 10. So I think marksman's
right,
okay.
Right in the middle of the pack. If you feel like you gotta play marksman, fine. I find that spec and have for years incredibly boring, and so I don't like it. I would rather play Beastmaster in a raid, and now no one's gonna want to, because why would
now you? Now I'm on the same page as you, because I also Beastmaster to me is like the fantasy of World of Warcraft hunters.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be there with my pet, you know, Rexxar style, even though I'm a gorgeous blue elf with flowing hair.
That's right. Of course you are.
You know, running through the woods, murdering people with arrows.
Naked. Yeah. No, I get
I mean, you know, it depends on the day of the week, how my hunter's feeling.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'd be feeling a little wild and free and wants to, you know, let things air out.
Now, check out, it's nothing wrong with that. Check out the rest of these. There have been some other changes. Those of you who are in the chat right now saying you feel bad, why don't you try being a mage right now? Fire Mage is doing okay. Number four, they moved up, but so did the other two specs, 13 and 14 for Frost and Arcane. Those were lower last week or 2 weeks ago. So you're not, you know, you're middle of the pack on two specs and you're up in the top five for one. I don't think I have too much to complain about there, but Balanced Druid, and I have a story to tell about Balanced Druids later, but Balanced Druid was already doing pretty good. It was in the top four, I think. Number one currently.
I think last time I checked in, it was top three.
Yeah. So bring out your chicken, because number one, baby. Woo! Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
After that,
you gotta falling a bit. That's what I've been working. That's my side piece right now. That's what I'm trying to level up is my Death Knight.
Oh, I was gonna ask if you'd done any ulti business, and it sounds like you have.
Very, very slowly. It was mostly it started to test the whole Threads of Fate thing. Mm-hmm. And so my Death Knight's chilling at 57. I'm not like going for it, and like this week just hit the brakes on anything that wasn't absolutely necessary in World of Warcraft in terms of my time. But that's going to be my next max level is going to be an unholy Death Knight.
Nice. Okay. That's cool to know actually. Cause I meant to ask, I guess up till now you haven't just done a ton with your first side character in Shadowlands, but here you are.
I've been maining my Armed Warrior and, you know, I got over eye level 200. I've kind of feel like without putting in a lot more hours for incremental reward, I've kind of hit a place where I'm happy with my Armored Warrior. Yeah. As happy as I can be with one of the bottom five DPS classes.
Well, it wasn't this bad last time. Arms was up. They were right now.
Arms is at
21 right now. They were higher than that last time. And then Fury was lower, and it's up at 17.
It is, but it's still low. Warrior, damage-wise, is just kind of in the dumpster, this expansion. Yeah, so
it's not great,
it was a shame because I'm really enjoying it. It's a fun rotation. It's a fun class to play. I really like the mobility in a way that and every time I bring up mobility, people are like, why aren't you playing a Demon Hunter? Mm-hmm. I don't like the Demon Hunter rotation. It's not for me. And also just like aesthetically, they're a little too, I don't know. They're like hyper animated, wooshy anime. I like old clunky big swords, like that kind of animation.
I prefer tanking with that guy anyway, or tank spec entirely. I don't even like to play the DPS version of my Demon Hunter, and I know that's for some people and they love it. But I'm with you. I don't find that to be great fantasy in general.
I love flying. I main, as you know, because we raided together at the beginning of BFA, I was maining a Demon Hunter. God, just being able to like glide everywhere all the time without having to remember to get goblin gliders or anything like that.
Oh, it's amazing.
Super convenient.
Yeah. Those guys are, I mean, they own it in Revendreth because all that stupid height crap, they can just get down from anything and too bad
double
they can't
jump in.
Yeah.
Whole time you have no shirt on. It's wonderful.
That's true. So check out your bottom four. You got Arms Warrior, as I mentioned. Number 22, Assassination Rogue. I've heard some gnashing of teeth there a little bit this week. Yeah, it's not great. 23rd, Beastmaster, as I mentioned, and 24th, Survival Hunter. In your top five, you've got Balanced Druid at top, like I mentioned, Affliction Warrior, number two, number three, Windwalker Monk, which I think was the number one last time, because we made a point of that or talked about
it. And from looking at numbers, we're really splitting hairs at this end of the spectrum.
Yeah, it's real small difference between those two. A little bit of a dip for the monk. But anyway, Fire Mage, Feral Druid after that, Shadow Priest at number six, seven, you've got Elemental Shaman, eight, Unholy Death Knight, number nine, Rogue Outlaw, or Outlaw Rogue rather. And then at 10, Retribution Paladin. So Red Pally's still holding it down in the 10th spot.
I'm impressed with how Red's been doing this expansion. Typically, like I've always thought of it as a not particularly great damaged class, but it's what I ended up stuck on when I kind of came back to raiding, but I was still on my paladin, which I used to tank on, but there was no room for me because I had stopped raiding for a while.
Sure. For some reason I had in my head that was going to be your main this whole expansion. And didn't it start out maybe you were gonna
I could not decide, man. I was so just waffling back and forth between what it was I was going to start this expansion on. And then I found a bunch, of my like old school real life friends were coming back and playing Alliance. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm dusting off some Alliance tunes.
Yeah. Well, I have a confession to make. I may as well say it now since we're talking about these, about chickens now while they're doing again. I told the whole story about how I quickly leveled GURP up through the Threads of Fate system. And that was my first alt, which is weird because he's usually my main, but I used him as an alt this time. Got him up there, started off on everything, getting him going with all the stuff I got to do. And then every time I had to go to the Maw or anywhere where I couldn't mount, it's really a missing piece. It makes you go, oh, shit, I miss being a druid of any kind. I really miss that. So I'm back to being the druid is what I'm saying.
Got your Maw mount? Come on, man.
I
haven't either.
If I had 4.5 hours to sit through that twist and whatever it's called when it happened, I can't. Mm. In fact, I'm on 3 Torghast runs this week that I had to leave early because something came up. And part of it's just this week. This week is weird and there was a lot going on. One of them was literally finding out the basement was flooding, so I had to stop. And because that game won't let me log out mid-run of a Torghast run, we've talked about this, I don't want to beat it to death, but because it won't do that, those were all wasted runs. I even tried to just sit there and I went to take care of the problem and thought, well, I'll just come back to it. And of course, the game's logging me out for inactivity. And then I'm like, well, that 2 hours I spent is wasted. I got nothing. I got some gold and some vendor trash. That's all I got. And that sucks. So what I did is I said, well, I'm going to spend more time world questing, doing things where I can control the time problem. And I did a lot of that this week and I'm back on that druid because my gosh, it feels good to hit a hotkey, in my case T, and just mount anywhere I want, anywhere, anytime. It's so great, dude. It's OP. It shouldn't be allowed. It should be illegal to do what I'm doing. But yet here I am doing it. So yay, druids. Oh shit.
No, you aren't a chicken man.
I mean, and I don't, and that's the other thing is I can't stand balanced druids, stupid default chicken mode, freaking fat chicken. I can't do it. So I'm using the crystally, you know, whatever thing and don't have to look like one. So it's good. I'm good.
I don't like the see-through. I wish it was just you and your armor, like normal casting stuff. I'd rather be a chicken. See-through bob.
Yeah. Actually, okay. You know what? Full agreement. There's no reason that I need to look like a free. You know, you end up looking like a shadow mate or a shadow priest a little bit, like just this weird translucent freaking Finnish person. take that, Patrick's wife. I don't want to do that either. If they could let me just look normal and let me just have my non see-through bluey thing, that'd be fine. I like the sparkles and the stars falling and stuff. That's fine.
Yeah, rest of the druids get to just like show off their armor like normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they used to have to be a tree. Remember that? They were forced.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Because my wife was furious when they made it so that you weren't a tree anymore.
Oh man. Yeah. I didn't. Really? She didn't. She wanted that back. She wanted to be a tree.
She's the opposite of you, dude. She loved the tree and she loved the boom chicken.
I hate the tree.
Oh, God.
And I don't like the bear either, if I'm honest. Like, I just want to, I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. It's just, it feels so samey. Like, I wish there was more variance in the way you could make yourself look, but.
Dude, it's, all right. Let's see. I realize I'm younger than you, but dude, back in my day, there was one. Bear you could look like, and that was it. You know how far we've come.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I'll give you that. The travel mount, all that stuff. It's all better now. The cat, everything looks better. But yeah,
it's never been a better time to be a druid.
There was a time there where the models had all been updated in Warlords of Draenor, and they all looked great. Everybody's new models looked awesome, unless you transform into one of your freaking druid forms, and then you'd look like shit. Do you remember that?
They updated, I wonder if it's not in front of me, so I could be misremembering, but I'm fairly certain Bear and Cat were done like around the same time, but the Moonkin and the aquatic form stayed the old and janky model for quite a while.
Yeah, it's like 3 polygons and just horrendous freaking texture maps, and it was just a bad
that's all right, though, because I was playing a Blood Elf, so I was really mad because, you know, I was a full-on race and not just a form, and I still was having to run around in my crappy BC-looking ass self.
It's bad. So look, no offense to any actual chickens out there or any trees. Okay. I love you all. No shaming here, but in the game, not a fan anyway, but I am back to playing him. So whatever that means, that's where I'm at. Okay. I do have a broader question though about the game, which we're going to get to in our main quest. I mean, part of it, if I'm honest, it was that tree form looked like a bad mob you have to kill in Stone Talon Mountains or something. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't cool.
Because they've reused that tree model a ton of times for mobs.
It just wasn't cool. Like, it needed to have like knobby stuff and I don't know, like weird trinkety things hanging off the leaves and branches and just make it look druidy. Instead, it was like, oh yeah, I killed 50 of those for High Torin monkey butt one time or whatever. Lame.
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative. Back in those days, that was very unique that you could turn into that.
It was also cool when you'd kill one of those and they do the whole look down, look left, look right, and the whole time they're kind of sliding off themselves and then falling off. One of the great death animations of original WoW.
Like a cut them down.
Yeah, it was a classic.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
still in shit. The time walking, what is it, Wrath of the Lich King was like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there's that one. It's the Nexus, because you end up in like a Crystal Song foresty little part of it, and there's a bunch of like frost treants running around.
Oh, that's called crap. That's one of the first dungeons where I was like, "Whoa, look what this! This is a different look for this game."
It's the Nexus, isn't it?
Is it called the Nexus? No, the Nexus is the big one.
Or is the Nexus the raid?
Nexus is the raid.
Nope, dungeon. It's the dungeon.
Is it?
First instance.
With all the crystally trees, and it was like crystalline forest. It was like that. And there were...
it was all interior, but there was a section with a ton of Crystal Song Forest treants running around.
Right. There's like a wing of it.
Crystal Song Forest treants.
And they had the tree... They had the yeah, that's got to be it. Oh, so it is the Nexus. Nice job.
Yeah. It's the first... I guess we had two first dungeons in Wrath, because there was also Utgard.
Oh, Utgard Keep, yeah.
Yeah, because it depended if you started in the fjord or if you started in tundra.
And Utgard Keep had the dude at the end that said, "I'll paint your face with my blood," right? That was that guy.
Yes. Okay. We were all listening to the instance when I was like living in my college house. Yeah. And that became like an in-house meme.
Yeah.
You know, one of us come home from school and open the door and just be like, "I'll paint my face with your blood." And then I'd hear my other roommates from the distance go, "I'll paint my face with your
blood." Oh, I love that. It's great, man.
That's yeah, the whole house was in on the joke.
I still have, let's see, I have one right here. It's this. Oh, that's just me doing it. classic stuff.
Memories,
everybody, memories. All right, we're going to talk about this PvP question I have. So, hypothetically, you are a person who's been playing the game since Shadowlands launched. Oh, and congratulations last week, by the way. I gave away a bunch of Shadowlands keys. And I just wanted to a week and a half ago. Grats to all those people. You guys are all awesome. And I'm glad you won. Anyway, I don't have their names here. So you're there. You're doing your daily world quests. You're getting out there and getting your dailies done for your covenant, getting your covenant story stuff done. You're getting your anima stuff re-established, spending time in the Maw, spending time in Torghast. You're doing all the work orders and the stuff you're supposed to do. And if you're like me, I don't know if this is controversial or not. Probably not. I'm starting to feel a little worn out on that loop. Just a little bit worn out. And I've chalked it up to a couple of things here. There are some unique, interesting things happening, certainly, in this expansion versus others. But at the end of the day, we are kind of just doing gated content again, and it is some of it's compelling and interesting, but we're not doing something so different this time around that it feels that different than things felt in, let's say, Legion or even BFA to some extent. And so I'm hitting a place where the word for it is not burnout, because one of the problems I have is I'm actually desirous to do more Torghast, but this logout problem is really messing with me. So this is a lifestyle issue. I don't think it has as much to do with the game as it does my time. And so it's just kind of hindering me. And I'm kind of hitting up against, well, okay, I've been doing World Quest for a while now, 5-6 years of this, and I don't know, it's just not singing for me. And so I got this idea popped in my head. Scott, why don't you finally, why isn't this the time that you finally go, all right, I'm a little done with that side for a minute. Don't really feel like gearing up to be Mr. Raid Boy three nights a week. Why don't I spend more time in PvP, even if it's just some good battlegroundy freaking casual business where I'm not really all that worked up about min-maxing, but I'm in there having fun and I'm killing dudes and being killed and I walk out with some currency that'll buy me some gear. Like, is now the time for Scott to just grab a hold of that passing train known as player versus player and hang on for his dear life, and this is the time I get in? Like, I guess I'm asking you that and everyone that, but also I'd love your take on it. Like, when do you play PvP in this game? And is it weird that I'm starting to feel like that's where I maybe want to spend my time for the next couple of weeks?
I don't necessarily think it is weird. I will say that I'm sure there is a percentage of the listening audience right now yelling at their speaker going, I've been doing it since the beginning. It's part of my weekly grind. Because there's a whole row of the vault dedicated to grinding honor each week. Like, if nothing else, like, you could be the most kind of passive, casual PvP fan, and there's like a really easy way to get good gear out of it because of the vault.
Right.
On top of the fact that honor and conquest itself also has roads to gear inherently in their own right. So you're grinding honor is part of unlocking a vault piece, but also the honor itself can be redeemed for gear.
Yeah.
So there's a great loop with PvP grinding every week.
Right.
And there's the conquest cap is there. It's I think it's 550 per week. If you're, and that's from rated PvP activities. So it's like more like the try hard, you know, corner of things. But there's no cap on honor. But if you're, again, if you're trying to like create a weekly loop out of it, you know, you have a goal with the honor you want to earn to get all three options from the PvP track of the vault. And so, yeah, I don't think it's strange for you, 'cause I think you're a lot like me. Like, I used to PvP a lot in World of Warcraft, you know, back in the, like Burning Crusade and Wrath of Lich King days. And then eventually Heroes of the Storm showed up and kind of ate WoW's PvP lunch for me.
Yeah. Became that for me as well. It was like, here's my Blizzard PvP game and I'm going to play it instead.
So for me personally, PvP has really been a big transmog thing for me in the last 5 years of World of Warcraft. Like I go through phases of like, oh damn, that's some really cool armor. I'm going to PvP my butt off and get all the pieces I want. So I really I'm sympathizing with you. I think it's fine, man. I think like if you're enjoying WoW and you want to play more WoW, I mean, that's kind of the fun part about World of Warcraft. There's so many different ways to play it that if you're kind of done with the way you've been playing it, it makes all the sense in the world to me that you'll be exploring other corners of the game, because it sounds like you're still.
Well, I've always given short shrift to the PvP side of it since the beginning. I'll admit that. It's not because I didn't have time when I would poke in there, or wouldn't have fun rather when I would poke in there, and I would. And I had probably the most fun with people. I still say those first few days of, or maybe it was a few weeks, whatever it was of BFA, when me and you and a handful of other people just started sneaking over to Alliance towns and screwing around with them with war mode on. That was back when we were testing war mode, I guess. That was some of the most fun I've ever had in the game. And that is essentially kind of a PvP activity. Whereas, you know, the more controlled stuff like Battlegrounds and Arena and everything have just never stuck with me as a thing I want to be doing all the time. But it's this week for the first time. And honestly, it was while I was talking to the... So, okay, let me go back. I'm in Ardenweald. That's my covenant. And I'm back to the druid, and I go up to where the flight lady is, and there's the other lady standing there, the goat lady, who's got another daily for me for my covenant quest stuff. So I go talk to her. Big blue thing above her head. And she says, yeah, we need you to go to Revendreth and clear that place of all the dumb shit that's there. And I said, I guess I could do that. All right, I'll hit accept. And then I stood there for a minute and went, oh, no, I went and clicked on the flight lady, and I see the map, and I see all the points I got to hit between there, Ouroboros, and then off to Revendreth. And I went, yeah, I don't want to do that. right now. I just don't want to do that. That sounds bad.
I think that's okay. And you're not alone, man. I've been doing the same thing. There's a lot of activities that I've kind of like I was really grinding anima for like crazy, dude. I was like, I'm going to upgrade my covenant. I want my covenant to just be so pimped out. I want level three everything.
Yeah.
I got level three mushroom network. So I got my portal to Ouroboros and I'm like, I'm so burnt out on grinding anima and grinding world quests. I'm just like, I need a break.
Yeah.
I got my port to Ouroboros. Yeah. Sorry. Seed garden. Sorry, anima conductor. You're gonna collect dust at level one for a while because I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's okay. And really, like this ties back into your lead in at the very beginning where you're talking about how this isn't that different from like you know what we were doing in Legion or whatever, and it just kind of feels like you're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
I want to give it a compliment because I'm usually more bored by now.
Yeah,
it's usually like a month ago. Like I feel like I was already kind of feeling bored in Legion like a month ago if we were on the same timeline.
Sure.
Whereas I don't know, there was a thing like because of the old way that Pathfinder worked and everything, like I just felt like I needed to still be grinding and getting my rep up and all of that. But now that I know that, you know, really what I give a crap about is flying, I just need to keep up with renown.
Yeah.
And that is so straightforward. Mm-hmm. You can do that in a sitting. You can log in for like an hour once a week
yeah.
to keep up with the town if you're in a hurry. And so it has really made me feel a sense of freedom in Shadowlands to just kind of engage in whatever I want. The only other thing to me that feels like legitimately required is Soul Ash.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm like, yeah, Torghast.
And again, and that's that thing where I don't actually dislike Torghast. I dislike my inability to control when and how long I'm in there.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm not trying to rehash it. I know we've had a lot to say on that subject, but.
Well, the reason it keeps coming up is because it keeps coming up. Like I
every week.
Yeah.
We
kind of have, that's a thing that's in there. It's a big sore thumb that sticks out for us to do. And in theory, we like it. And then in application, there's problems. And I think it's okay to keep attacking it, but and by attacking it, I mean addressing it. I don't mean attacking. But because I like it. Again, I'm 2 hours into a run and had to leave. And it's just, that's such a sour experience. Whereas if I hop into a battleground, I'm in and out of there as soon as that thing's won and we're good. And I'm not saying that that's what the future of WoW is for me. I'm just saying I may need to just pull my camera out a little bit and go, where am I getting the most fun here? Like late yesterday, when I finally got all this, most of the plumbing crap, the main stuff done. We had a cleanup today, but once I was all done with that, I was like, I need to play something. And my first thought, well, let's go down there and get some of your work done. And wow, you got work to do. Work orders, baby. Let's get in there and get that done. And then I went, yeah, but I got this Hitman 3 key here that I just haven't opened yet. How about I, let's get Agent 47 on it. Let's get him in there figuring out what the hell's going on. And so that's what I did. And I had a blast and I could save anywhere I want, get out wherever I want. And I was getting, you know, my needs met last night from a video game standpoint because the other stuff sounded like work. And I hate when it starts to feel like that. So my goal here this time is less that, they're not giving me enough to do or they're not giving me things I like to do enough. Instead, I'm going to say, well, hold on. There's parts of this game that I haven't touched in years. PvP is one of them. I'm going to get in there and fiddle around. I'm going to F around and find out, as the kids say today, you know?
I think that's fine. I think like if you were a main player, like if you're just playing your main and your goal is not to, you know, clear mythic raids.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us are kind of hitting a point where our main is pretty well geared and where we want them. Yeah. And I'm feeling that way too. And I kind of dig that point in World of Warcraft, and I haven't been there in a couple expansions.
Yeah.
I'm really, really enjoying Shadowlands, and so I'm happy where my warrior is at.
Yeah.
And it just you know, it frees me up, and I start kind of, that's when I start working on alts. It's when I start thinking about side activities that I haven't been putting time into, like PvP.
Yeah.
And that's when I start referring to, like, you know, once I have multiple max level alts, it's when I start referring to it like as my garage. It's like, all right, who am I taking out today? I like that point. I like, yeah, it stems from boredom. It stems from feeling kind of done, even though there's still more I could do in my main.
Yeah.
It feels like kind of having reached my personal goals.
Yeah.
But there's also a freedom to it where I don't feel the need to log in every day and grind and grind and grind. And my WoW FOMO recedes, and I don't mind being there. And yeah. I mean, you play in other games, man. It's just congratulations. You're human. like we all do it, man. I called up on the couch last weekend with Miles Morales. You know, finally beat that.
Oh yeah. Amazing. How just a quick overall on that. How'd you feel about it?
Oh, I loved it. I did the last Spider-Man game for PS4 might be my favorite game of last generation. Mm-hmm. It is such a tight controlling game. I love it so much. And I love Spider-Man. Yeah. And so I've heard all the criticism about Miles Morales, how it's more of an expansion than a sequel, and I just don't care. I will play 7 more of those games on the same New York map if they want to make them.
Yeah, nothing wrong with more. I like more. Yeah. That's
I like good that game a lot.
That's good to hear that.
But I still kept up with my renown. I still got my Soul Ash last week. Like, I still played Heroes of the Storm. I still played Hearthstone. Like, mm-hmm. it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. If you've got, I mean, again, going to be different for everybody. It sort of depends on your schedule. A lot of parents are out there laughing at us right now going, I don't have time to burp, 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 burp. Like, I get it. Thankfully, the game gives you other things to do. And one of those is PvP. And I know a lot of parents who play the game who PvP because of it's less impactful on their schedule, unless they've got some kind of arena team, you know, regular game thing going on or something like that. So they can kind of hop in and hop out at will, and kind of that's WoW for them. Like, that is World of Warcraft. They gear up and end up at the end of this expansion looking sweet with all the stuff they want, and it's all stuff they earned in there, which the game has been pretty good about letting you do that if you kind of just want to mainline that side of the experience. And so I'm going to pull my camera out and say, all right, well, you're Mr. PvE all the time. What if you weren't so much? What if you were a little more over here, you know?
I think you'd have fun on the Druid. With being able to form change and self heal and,
yeah.
and learning all the intricacies of being a real obnoxious presence on the battleground.
That's right. And freaking mount when I wanna. How about that, you bastards?
Yeah. Pop out, self heal, back to chicken form, blow them up or whatever. I don't know.
And even if you can't, that's basically it. But even if I can't be in freaking moose form on some level because they won't let you mount like that at all, I can still go cat and get around 30% faster than the rest of y'all. That thing has spoiled me bad. It's bad. Like, travel form alone. I can't believe I went this whole game, 14 years, or what are we now? 15 years, 16 years of playing this game, and 14 years of this show, avoiding druids as if I was somehow above all of it. What was I doing? Gosh dang it. That's so good. I look at
druids like I look at SUVs as a car fan. I'm like, well, I could have a really focused sports car that just does one thing really well. Or I could join the soccer moms and just have this all-around vehicle that kind of does everything except give me a sense of low center of gravity.
Right.
And that's how I always look at druids. I'm just like, yeah, I could do that. And it does look, it looks so convenient.
Yeah.
And so many people are playing them with an allusion to sales charts of SUVs. But I want a scalpel. I don't want a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. Yeah. The Amarillion in the chat says, I'm telling you, wait till you can fly, Scott. And that'll be sooner this time. We're just getting it with 9 point.
Well, we think, right? They still haven't told us when we're getting it.
Yeah, they haven't said.
Like, we've talked in the past about being annoyed by Pathfinders, like, keep up with your reputation. By the way, surprise, here's a new reputation you have to grind before you can get flying. They might be like, surprise, here's a ton more renown levels you need to grind out before. Well, I guess it's really not a grind. It's just a wait.
I never earned flying in Legion, and I'm glad I didn't because
I'm surprised.
Because now I can fly there.
Legion was the only expansion with Pathfinder where I got it as soon as I possibly could.
Well, I think that was smart, and I should have done that. But then it turned out, not that I have to go there for anything now, but I guess if I want to grind out some stuff I never did or whatever, I can fly now because they just gave it to us now.
Yeah. So, I went back in BFA and got Draenor flying.
Good
that's
Lord.
How long
I waited oh, on that. Oh, that's right. I remember you doing that. Yep.
Yeah, because this is right when I joined the show, because I was getting alt crazy, and all of them were just getting stuck in Draenor, because I would get the Draenor and be like, well, screw this.
Yeah, they didn't have this new timeline thingy, so you couldn't do it. And that's funny because like, are you annoyed? Are
you, and now you don't really need to because you could just avoid the expansions you don't have flying.
Right. For, are you annoyed, though, that now flying is just free there for anybody? And
No, I think there's a little, if I'm being honest, a little bit of part of me, but the amount of times I've been on a podcast and been like, all these people complaining about them giving away something that you grinded for, I can't stand you. You're the worst.
Yeah.
And so I think because I've said that, I'm trying to not be a hypocrite.
But, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit. When you go through the pain and suffering, there's going to be a reaction of, oh, come on. I had so much not fun doing that.
Yeah.
And now you're just giving it away.
It's not fun. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. Not fun doing that. Well,
yeah, Justice Warlords of Draenor's tagline. So
yeah, that should Warlords of Draenor, colon, it's not fun doing that. Whatever. The questing in that game was great. I stand by it. It was amazing. Story stuff was great. Loved it.
It was okay.
It was great. Just like, you know what? I like BFA story. I liked all that leveling. I loved it.
I do. I'm with you on BFA. Warlords, I'm just like, I don't know. Rexxar was cool, I guess.
And I love Shadowlands through the entire up to 60 business. Loved it. Loved it. I'm just at that place now where it's like.
Shadowlands has been phenomenal leveling experience.
Yeah, but,
I really like BFAs as well. Both sides. I did Alliance and Horde multiple times in BFA. And
I think BFA, if BFA is going to be remembered for one really positive point, it will be just how great that experience was, but also how distinct the two factions were. And they've never done anything like that before, and they certainly aren't doing it in Shadowlands because now it's everyone's experience. But separating it like that and having it be so thematically diverse was so cool. Like they really got that. It's been
a balancing act of kind of WoW's, what's the word I'm looking for? Like narrative identity since Legion. Because the Legion, we had the Order Hall campaigns, which brought in these very unique questing experiences with some shared stuff, of course. But it was still pretty darn unique. If you were one Covenant and your buddy was another, you two were going to have very different experiences in that portion of the game. And then in BFA, that was the two continents, depending on your faction allegiance. And now here in Shadowlands, it's Covenants. Like there's since Legion and since Order Halls, we've kind of had this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there was that in Vanilla as well with Horde and Alliance, but there's a lot of crossover as well.
Sure. Well, good stuff. If you guys have thoughts or feelings about the PvP thing and whether I'm crazy or not, send us an email, theinstance@gmail.com. And now we're going to play a game with Garrett. Whoops, that's not loud. Here we go. So Garrett, this week we are continuing what I started last episode, another episode of Guess That Lore Character. Last time, I still think you did pretty good, considering it was a really obscure character. C'Thun was our last one.
Really good, even though it's binary and I'm either right or wrong, and I was wrong.
Exactly. Thanks. Right. But what I do is I come on here and I play a little sound clip of a famous character from the past or present of WoW, and your job is to see if you can figure out who it is.
Yep. All right.
It's a little tricky, but I'm going to give you this one here and see if you can do it. So I will tell you, this is a bad guy, someone that you fight in a important point in the raiding history of the game, and you might recognize the voice actor. Enjoy.
The heroes have made it to the glorious finale.
All right. If it's not clear, that's Chris Metzen. Not doing Thrall, though, because that is not Thrall. So, who do you think Chris was playing in that deal, in that voice clip? I'll play it one more time, just so you can get another tiny taste of it. The laugh is the part that really gets me every time.
The heroes have made it to the glorious finale.
And I will say this, this person or this character is related to one of the biggest baddies of all Warcraft history. In fact, you may call him the son of this particular character, you might say.
Son of a famous baddie. Can I get an expansion?
Yep. You would have fought him in, I'll even give you, let me give you the raid here. How about that?
Oh,
you
boy.
Fight this character in Black Rock Spire and later in Black Rock Mountain.
Oh, Oh, I didn't know that was...
He also had a famous sister who had, I'll give you another hint, who had many whelps.
Okay. All right. Problem is... Crap, there's two names. I always confuse them. I think it's the one with the F. I'm going to go with Nefarian.
You, sir, are 100%. Hold on. Correct. Well done. Yay. You did it. Okay. You totally got it.
I think you gave me one too many hints because once you were like Onyxia, I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I always confuse that with Neltharion, but that's the original name of Deathwing.
Oh, right.
And I never remember which one is which.
Well, he is
Neltharion and Nefarian.
Yeah, Nefarian or Victor Nefarious in his human form or his.
I did not. Boy, that just straight up sounds like Thrall. I never picked up on that.
It does. I mean, it's Metzen doing
his deep. He's not even trying. He's
just doing his epic voice.
This thing, right? Okay, so this part of the clip, let me play this bit right here. I mean, that sounds like a evil, you know, that isn't Thrall. But this part.
The heroes have made it to the glory.
That glory part is.
That is Thrall. Heroes.
Yeah.
That is just straight up Thrall to a T. I was like, wait, did we fight Thrall in End of Time? Like, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, because it could be like evil shade of Thrall or some business in some.
Yeah, boy, you got. If you had just left it with what you started with, there was no way in hell I was getting that. I'm just I got nothing.
I think
Thrall in a big church, I guess. I don't know.
That counts as a point, is what I'm saying. So you've done it. Well done. Speaking all of right. Metzen.
Mr. Johnson, I have questions.
A couple emails today. Let's see. I'm going to get to these. Someone on Twitter said, hey, you should do the town crier one more time to celebrate Nick as he moves to Minnesota. And I thought, okay, sure, but I'll do it separately. So hold on one second. Where did I put town crier? Oh, goodness. Did I not? That's not it. I can't. Shut up. I can't find it. That's not it.
What's different this time?
All right, that's Thrall. Anyway, I can't find it. So, you know what? I guess not. Sorry, Nick. He won't care anyway. He doesn't listen to the show. He never has. It'll be fine. He doesn't care. All right, couple of quick emails. They came to theinstance@gmail.com. You're encouraged to use that anytime you feel like it. We love reading your emails. Here's one from Tim who says, hey, Instance, Tim here. What would you guys think about Blizzard making it so that the buffs that you get from doing Torghast, although he spelled it Thorghast, which is kind of cool if Thor is there, but anyway.
I kind of like that.
Thorian. Put Thorian, the Thor ripoff in there. That'd be cool. Anyway, taking those buffs that you get from doing Torghast and making those active when then questing in the Maw. He says, I feel like Torghast is most fun when I'm at the second to last level with all my buffs, etc. And that's, and that it's over 5 minutes later, kind of. I'm not sure what he means. Oh, that it's going to be over soon. Have a good one, Tim. So I got to thinking about this too. I kind of like the idea. If you saved your Maw questing and your Maw dailies for going through Torghast first, come out with all of those anima abilities, and then let those maintain or kind of stay residual for, let's say, a timer. Like for the next 10 minutes, you've got all those things. That would be awesome. I would love that.
I'm into it.
Oh, I'm so into it.
There's a couple Maw entrances scattered around. Torghast entrances scattered around the Maw. Right. I believe they're for quests. They don't do jack when you try and walk up to them when you're just out there questing.
Yeah, they're just empty.
Like, oh man, I'd love to go run into a Torghast wing, load up on powers, choose a different exit, and then come out one of those like entrances that are located elsewhere in the Maw and just start like rocking face.
That'd yeah, just wreck the place. Because then if you go back to Ouroboros, it leaves. Okay, so that'll be the rule. It can only stay if you're in the Maw after the Torghast run. And even if you quit Torghast early, you have whatever you have up to that point, two or three anima abilities or whatever. And then just have those stay for a amount of time, go wreck the place. And then if you go back to Ouroboros or one of your other covenants or whatever, you lose it. I'd be fun, man. I don't know why this would be a problem. If you're going to let people mount, let them do that, you know?
I want to step out of the portal into the Maw with all my powers, and I want Immigrant Song to start playing because I just want to live Thor Ragnarok for a little while.
There you go. That's perfect. Oh, okay. Here's a point. Kavexa says, but PvP implications in war mode. Yeah, no, that's cool. If you're all on war mode and you're out in the Mon, you've just all done a fresh run of Torghast, and you're all uber powerful with weird abilities.
Just let your freak flag fly at that point. Yeah. Like, let it go.
Have the attitude that at one point Diablo 3 took, which was, we're not going to balance. Just go. Have fun. Lose it. Lose your mind.
Do you hate it? Man, turn it off.
Yeah. The stuff they don't want us to get is already gated other ways anyway. It's not like you're going to be able to break through and kill the jailer one afternoon. Doesn't work that way. Anyway, thanks for that email. We got one other one that I wanted to share. I've had this for a little while, and I just kept forgetting to bring it up on the show. But Steven wrote in and said, update, the instance saved my life. And you can imagine I saw the subject and went, whoa, what? So I read on. It says this. I just wanted to give you guys an update. You may not remember me, but I want to let you know I was the guy that was homeless for 2 years forever ago. We did have an old email I remember about this. It says, now I own my own home, and my cousin Heather and I are working on starting our own podcast. You may use my real name, but I would never have made it without you, he says. Well, look at that. Somehow the instance helped this dude during a pretty low time, it sounds like.
I don't know if it's Steven or Stefan, but I'm going to go with Steven.
Yeah, probably Steven.
Congratulations. I mean, that's awesome, dude. Absolutely incredible story.
That's really cool, and I'm stoked for your podcast. And when you've got an episode up, let me know. I want to check it out.
Yeah, I'm not sure I was here for the original email. I feel like I would have remembered that, and if I was, I apologize.
It's about 2 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, so it may have been just before you were a regular. I don't remember for sure, but... then again, 2 years ago feels like 9 years ago, but also 2 months ago. I don't know what 2 years ago even looks like. What year was that?
I'd be happier to hear that. That is wild.
What was 2 years ago from now? 2018? No.
2018.
Yeah, 2018.
I just started being a regular when BFA launched.
Yeah, that sounds right. And let's see. Yeah.
Because I joined and then I went to Katie's conference for like 2 weeks.
I remember that. Yep.
It had just come out and you're like, ah, damn it. I got a cover for Garrett for 2 weeks. He just joined.
I like that Laura for real thinks that crossover should happen where Crash Bandicoot should come to Heroes of the Storm. I don't think Activision owns. Do they own Crash Bandicoot now?
I think you may have missed it, but Vicarious Visions news just literally broke during the show that they've been fully absorbed by Activision Blizzard.
Oh, they do now then. Okay. Interesting. That new Bandicoot game's really good, like a legitly good like platformer. It's kind of awesome.
I have absolutely nothing against Crash Bandicoot. I am so uninterested. It is a mascot that does nothing for me. And like I remember like going to Target when I was a kid and going up to the PlayStation at the time. I'm just being like, this. I don't like this.
Sony wanted that to be their Mario so bad. And it just didn't, it didn't happen, man. It didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
But as I mentioned earlier, we both mentioned earlier in the game, that Tony Hawk remake.
Hell of a thing. It's so good. Yeah. Best thing Activision put out last year, in my opinion.
I don't want to like remakes. I want new things, but damn it. Oh, it's such a good remake.
It's so good. It feels new again, but it retains all the things I loved about those originals. It's very, very good. You guys should be like watching for it showing up on sale and stuff because it's fantastic.
It was really cheap over the holiday break.
Oh, well then, good. Well done, everyone who grabbed it and everyone who missed it. Too slow. No, so slow. Now, what's the old phrase? Too slow, go away? No. What do you say when you say?
Down low.
Down low, too slow.
Oh, wow. That was so not worth the buildup.
I know. Oh, by the way,
what's crazy say when you're 5 years old in kindergarten being a jerk during a high five?
That's the one. I almost forgot to say this, or I did forget to say it, so I'm saying it now. We are less than a month away from BlizzCon Online. BlizzCon Online. Sorry, I hate that. So that's happening in the weekend of the 20th. So we're like a month away, a little less than a month away from whatever Blizzard's going to do there. The only rumors that have really slipped lately are there's a relatively credible rumor floating around that they're going to show a whole bunch of Overwatch 2 stuff, but announce that the game is delayed till next year. because the hope originally was 2021. We're looking at probably 2022, but nothing else. No other major slips. This would be the perfect kind of event to go ahead and let people have Immortal finally and hopefully dump a ton of Diablo 4 news. That game's not happening this year. There's no way. I would love it if it did.
But God.
It's not going to, dude. Can it? No. Can it? It no. can't. It's not going to.
Dude, hold on. This could be perfect, though. This could be perfect for people like you and me that play all the Blizzard games.
Yeah.
We're in it right now with World of Warcraft. We're loving it. We're taking guesses on when the hell our first 0.1 patch is coming.
Yep.
All right. We got plenty of really interesting runway in World of Warcraft. Maybe. Yeah. Just maybe. Yeah. It's perfectly timed. That Diablo 4 releases. We're bored as hell with Shadowlands.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I mean, at the very least, I'm convinced that the game will happen between now and the next WoW expansion. So that gives you a good window to get excited. Anyway, we don't know anything else, but we do know it's then, and we'll have a bunch of coverage from that. I can guarantee you that. And there might be something special around that that I can't talk about. So we'll talk about that.
I'm really hoping they lean into letting us play demos at home.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, same, dude. Oh, man. This is a great opportunity for that, isn't it?
Like, yeah, because they did it. The WoW Classic demo, like, was great. Went off without a hitch. Like, because I didn't play it at BlizzCon. I got home and I actually played it quite a bit that week.
Yeah. If you've got some playable early stuff that you've added on to Diablo or something for, like, yeah, let us download like a chunk of that. Like, oh, that's a great idea. I don't know if this is going to happen, but I would really like it if it happened. That's why I was convinced that they were going to convert Battle.net into a streaming service that let you stream demos. So that you didn't have to download them. That was a bigger, better security thing for them and easy for us to do and not worry about bandwidth and everything other than streaming bandwidth. And it's too soon for that. So that won't happen this year. But anyway, we'll see what we get. And we will, of course, report everything we hear. Heroes of the Storm 2 finally coming out after all this time. HOTS 2, everybody. all right. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. By the way, if you want to support this show, we have an Instance Plus membership that you can go sign up for right now at theinstance.net. It's super simple and it gets you cool rewards. Go check it out. It won't be this week, but next week we'll record a bonus show. I have to FaceTime my mom at the hospital or I'd do it today, but we're going to do a bonus show and we don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but that's part of the stuff you only get through that membership. So go check it out. Thanks for your support. That's at theinstance.net. There's also other stuff going on. We talked about your 400th episode of The Angry Chicken. Anything else going on this week you want to mention?
Yeah, we just did a 2-hour episode of Into the Nexus because we got a big balance patch in Heroes of the Storm. So go listen to Kyle and I break that down for you, Into the Nexus, wherever you get your podcasts. But yeah, as usual, amove.tv for everything. So nice. Go check it out. Again, I really can't promote the 400th episode of TAC enough because we just had this big, we had a 6-person round table, just chewing the fat for like 2 hours. It was so much fun.
It was really cool.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. And not only grats on that, but also it's still the only auto battler I'll play. I'm still playing it. I'm bad though. I lose every game, but I still like playing Battlegrounds.
Good. One of these days we're going to do a coaching session. You're going to drive and I'm just going to sit over your shoulder and be like, okay, I see what you're doing.
That'd be a fun stream. Yeah. That'd be a fun stream. People could watch us do that. That'd be great.
Yeah. I love piloting low ranked, Battlegrounds accounts. It's so much fun.
Yeah. It's something I could use some help with. Cause I do sort of fly blind when I play it, but I enjoy it enough. And maybe it's just the positive reinforcement from Bob. I don't know. I don't know what's getting me there, but it's getting me.
Yeah, and it's a fun cadence, like doing it with someone like you, like, you know, talking about it. Cause like when it's when you're in the tavern phase, like we're serious. We're talking through strategy. We're doing everything. Yeah. And then the combat happens and we're just yucking it up while everything auto plays out. And it just has a nice tempo to it.
Well, the other thing I wanted to say was, speaking of your old pal, Kyle, a quick note that if you've been paying attention to our D&D show that we do on the weekends, Kyle is currently doing a run at DM for our group while Bo takes a bit of a break. And we are really having fun with Kyle's new campaigns. If you want to check that out, that's over there at the site as well. There will be dungeons.com as well. So if you want to check that out, check out the podcast or you can watch it live on Sundays. Either way, we're happy to have you there. That's going to do it for today's show. Yeah.
30-second story.
Go.
The first time I ever played Dungeons & Dragons, it was Kyle's bachelor party. That's what he wanted to do, and he DM'd a one-shot for us.
That's amazing. I did not know this was a thing. That's a great story. I feel like this has been held back from me, and I'm annoyed. But I love that story. there you go, everybody. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. More like this next week. So come on back for that. We'll see you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.